me and my boys like kind of got carried away the other night and kind of got a little too, well, I'd rather not say, but basically, I don't remember what happened, but we disconnected the sink in the kitchen, and I made them like one thing, like in the toilet.
Okay, so you took the drain pipe.
Yeah. All right.
And you rerouted it into the toilet line?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
So actually the toilet water is going, like, if I flush the toilet now, it goes up through the sink, and then it, like, comes out of the sink faucet.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So, listen, I don't know what happened, right? Like, we all ate some, can I be honest with you, or, like, full disclosure, what happened? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, so me and my boys ate some mushrooms. Are you familiar or whatever?
You ate some mushrooms.
Yeah, all right, good. All right, yeah, so we ate some mushrooms the other night, and Johnny had this idea, like, what if we could kind of, like, help people across the world get, like, better drinking water and get it to millions of people, like, overnight so we could help them? And we had this crazy idea, like, well, what's a unlimited source out of the human, and that is urine, right? So we were like, okay, how could we hook up the toilet where if we pee in the toilet, and then we could get it to come back through the sink distilled, and then we could cure world thirst, you know? So the strange part is, like, I think we figured it out.
Ah! What are you asking me? It's just a joke, or are you actually trying to ask a licensed plumber a legitimate question?
No,
because I would have a law at you because you're breaking so many laws.
Yeah.
By cross-contamination on potable water, sir. I don't want to be a part of this.
Are you
in the conversation? No.
No. Listen, sir, please. Let me finish, please, sir.
Oh, man. I was trying to cure world thirst, right? So I figured if I pee in the toilet and then I flush it through the sink, we could feed children with my urine and others, like not just my urine. And then if that worked, what we could do then after was find a way to turn our poop into food. And so then from here on out, guys, we're a self-sustaining species. Like, we don't need nothing else except a sink and a toilet and poop and pee, and we're good to go for the rest of our lives. But my question to him was, which I didn't get around to asking, was, I don't want you to fix this. I want you to come over and tell us how we did this. And then I want you to go in on us with this business. His loss, guys.